The requirements for halal logistics include 1. The entire transportation network must only handle and transport halal products and should not deal with any materials categorized as najis, mughalaza, heavy impurities. 2. Halal certified transport vehicles must be clearly marked and dedicated solely to halal logistics. 3. Employees, including drivers, should not bring any non-halal food, drinks, or materials during their duties. 4. For warehousing, all premises must not store non-halal products and should only manage halal certified items. 5. There must be a proper halal management system implemented effectively, including appointing halal supervisors and establishing internal halal committees for larger operations. If you'd like more details or have other questions, feel free to ask.